Hey everyone, welcome to the Pray Today Challenge. I hope you're having a good day so far. There was a Gallup poll that was taken that showed that more Americans will pray this week than will exercise, drive a car, or even go to work. 9 of 10 Americans say they pray regularly, and 3 out of 4 Americans claim to pray every day. Doesn't that sound encouraging? I think that's a great start. I think that's encouraging if we read that by itself. The Zondervan Publishing Company, though, conducted a website poll. And in this website poll, there were 678 respondents. And of those 678 respondents, only 23 felt satisfied with the time they were spending in prayer. Let's think about that. So if we look at the statistics of that, and if that holds true for most Christians, then it would be safe to say that most of us don't feel satisfied with the time we're spending in prayer. And to be completely transparent with you, I often feel that way. I often feel at the end of the day, I didn't spend enough time in prayer. Do I pray every day? Yes. Do I pray multiple times a day? Yes. But there are times that I pray and I'm rushed. There's times of busyness. And for me, busyness is one of the greatest tools that are used against me to have healthy prayer life. And I say one of the tools, there are others as well. There's a famous quote that you may have heard that says, if Satan can't make you bad, he will make you busy. And I don't know if that quote is theologically completely accurate, but I do know this, that the enemy, the devil, probably definitely loves when we're too busy to pray, or when we're so busy that we rush through our prayers. Hopefully, pray today has been a blessing in your life so that you are more satisfied with the time each day that you're spending in prayer. As I've shared with you so many times before, one of my goals is to pray continually, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Hopefully, you've got those two words memorized by now in Pray Today if you've been doing this year. I want to pray with you today that we would assess and commit to having valuable prayer time. The mother of John and Charles Wesley, pioneers of Christianity in America, or American Christianity, was a severely busy mother who had no privacy, and she would sit in a rocking chair with an apron over her head praying for her sons and the rest of her family. She felt it that important, even in the midst of busyness, even in the midst of not the quiet that we need. Let's pray to God about this commitment to prayer. Lord, we want to thank you for these few minutes that we have together today to pray. We want to thank you that you have helped us to set aside time to do this. But Lord, I know that many of us, including myself, are oftentimes not satisfied with the time that we're spending in prayer each day. Lord, we want to be prayer warriors as we put on the armor of God each day. May we be encouraged to go to spiritual battle in prayer over and over throughout the day. Little prayers, medium length prayers, and long prayers, prayers that are meticulous in detail as we talk to you in depth, and prayers that we just whisper to you or in the quietness of our hearts, share with you, ask you for provisions, praise you, Lord. Lord, thank you so much that you give us the opportunity to talk to you, the creator of all things, gives us the ability, the permission, and the encouragement to talk to you each and every day. Lord, we want to be satisfied with our prayer life. We want to be satisfied, not because we have pressure that's on us, not a guilt-driven satisfaction, because we know that's chasing the wind, Lord. But we want to be satisfied knowing that we have communed with you. Would you help me to do that, Lord? I give you this day. I give you my family. I give you my job or my activities today. I give you my future. And Lord, I surrender my past to you. Father, I also surrender the things that are troubling me, the things that weigh heavily upon me, the things that I lie awake at night thinking about, the things that keep me from restful sleep, the things that wake me in the middle of the night or keep me from falling back asleep. Lord, the things I wake up in the morning and I think about that get in the way of me praising you and talking to you. God, thank you for your love, your graciousness, and may you be satisfied with my prayer life. And may I be satisfied with my prayer life. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity. In Jesus' name.